Anna Halley, and today we explore a figure who is as powerful as he is polarizing. Joe Rogan doesn't just host a podcast, he shapes conversations. He spans comedy, fitness, media, wellness, controversy. Whether you love him or disagree with him, his influence is undeniable. We're going to trace how he got there, what business moves he made, how he manages controversy, and what lessons we can draw from his style of influence. Joe Rogan started in comedy, touring, performing stand-up, interviewing guests, doing small TV hosting gigs. Over time, he built credibility as a UFC commentator, as someone genuinely interested in a wide range of ideas. Then came the Joe Rogan Experience, which exploded past just comedy. It became a platform for long-form conversations, for curiosity, for letting guests stretch out. That format, honest, unfiltered, wide-ranging, resonated. In 2020, Rogan signed a big exclusive licensing deal with Spotify worth hundreds of millions. Later, in 2024, he renewed a deal worth reported at up to $250 million. These deals reflect how valuable his audience is. The podcast is a core business engine. It isn't just content, but leverage, reach, influence. Part of his income also comes from UFC commentary, stand-up specials, books, and more. Because of his podcast success, many creators and businesses follow his model, long-form content, building audience trust, mixing controversial topics, allowing space for varied guests. Joe's format changed what people expect from podcasts, not just short bits, but deep, meandering, honest conversations. Joe Rogan didn't stop at podcasting alone. He has leaned into business in multiple sectors: wellness, supplements, fitness, branded merchandise, real estate, and more. One of his earliest moves was co-founding Onnit, a health and performance brand focused on supplements, fitness equipment, wellness products. He used his podcast as a platform to genuinely test, try, and discuss products. Listeners would hear him describe his experience, see results or issues. That kind of authenticity built trust. He's also invested in retail product lines tied to health, nutrition, alternative therapies. The rod of fitness culture, weightlifting, martial arts, recovery, biohacking, is deeply associated with his persona. Because Joe practices what he preaches, his endorsement of health, wellness, supplements, equipment got real attention. Products like Alpha Brain became widely known because of how Joe Rogan used them and discussed them. This is business influence, not just investing, but embodying the lifestyle. His brand extends into merch through Higher Primate, lifestyle gear, subscription models, affiliate deals. He also opened physical spaces like a comedy club, Mothership, in Austin, further anchoring his brand in place. Real estate, studio ownership, property moves also form part of how he invests and protects wealth. One of his smartest business practices is how he retains creative control. Even under huge deals, he has managed to keep editorial independence, voice, format. That gives authenticity and that fuels audience loyalty. Joe Rogan's influence comes at a cost. Because he is so unfiltered, so willing to host controversial viewpoints, so willing to cross boundaries, he has critics, and plenty of them. Allegations about misinformation, about offensive language, about platforming extremes, some episodes pulled, some episodes criticised, public pressure, boycotts. Yet often, these controversies also fuel more attention. They're part of his brand's tension. Another trade-off is reach versus control. Spotify exclusivity brought huge money and resources, but restrictions, criticism, and some loss of the open platform for video that YouTube/other platforms allowed. There's tension between monetization, platform demands, and audience expectations. Also, because his brand is built on authenticity and being rough around the edges, the margin for error is thin. One off comment, one misstep, listeners, media, sponsors notice. Maintaining credibility demands constant negotiation: how loud to push, how much to lean into controversial topics, how to balance openness with responsibility. So what can business leaders, creators, or entrepreneurs learn from Joe Rogan's path? 1. Leverage what you love and what you're credible in. Rogan built from comedy / martial arts / fitness. He didn't try to pretend to be something he's not. 2. Build trust first. His audience trusts him because he's consistent, he's honest, or at least perceived that way. He takes risks. When you build trust, your endorsements, your business ideas carry weight. 3. Be willing to monetize carefully. Big deals, streaming, licensing, but don't give up too much control. Keep ownership where it matters. 4. Controversy can amplify, but it can also exhaust. Know your boundaries. Understand what price you pay. Sometimes risk is worth taking. Other times it might hurt your legacy. 5. Diversify income streams. Rogan earns from podcasts, live performances, commentary, investments, merchandise. That gives resilience. If one thing is disrupted, you aren't left exposed. 6. Always stay curious. Rogan's wide topics, from science, psychedelics, comedy, politics, keep listeners coming because the content is unpredictable and wide-ranging. That curiosity is a part of his brand. It keeps the show alive. Joe Rogan is not without flaws. He's a lightning rod. But you can't deny his capacity to shape culture, to build business from authenticity, to ride controversy without losing core audience. His influence is messy, powerful, contradictory, but it's real. If this episode gave you ideas about how influence works, what platform you already have, what risks you're willing to take, what voice you want to own, please subscribe, leave a review, and share. I'm Hannah Halley, and this was Icons of Influence. Until next time, be bold, stay real, build with meaning.